Jesus said to his disciples, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come. It is like a man traveling abroad. He leaves home and places his servants in charge, each with his own work, and orders the gatekeeper to be on the watch. Watch, therefore. You do not know when the Lord of the house is coming, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning. May he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to all, watch." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We live in very difficult times, and these times are so difficult that it's almost as if the whole of humanity is living under the weight of a trauma that is affecting all of us in ways that we know of, in ways that we don't know of. And this trauma is in addition to everything else that we have to face in our life's journey, whether it's difficult situations or our responsibilities we're trying to meet. We live in very difficult times. At this time, though, we also have another kind of time that is in a way imposed upon our time. And that's the time of Advent, the season in the life of Christians and the life of the church that calls us to think about the coming of the Lord Jesus. And Advent moves us to really look to God, to really look to God for our answers, for our strength, for wisdom, to really believe that right now in our difficult times, the time of God is at hand. Jesus, when he first began his preaching, he said, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." In other words, that the time of God, the time of eternity, has come into this world. Advent teaches us to really look to God in the midst of our difficulties. So we do that. And Jesus, who is the Son of God, teaches us in this gospel passage from St. Mark to watch, to be vigilant. He's calling us to be awake spiritually. And I want to point out three things that we have to keep our eyes fixed on spiritually, even in the midst of our difficult times. Number one is God's wisdom. We have to watch for God's wisdom. This means that we need a mind open to the truth about everything, about the meaning of life, about the purpose of life, about the values that we should have, about the attitudes and behaviors we should live by, or the attitudes and behaviors we should avoid. We need to look for God's wisdom. And we do this by reading the gospel and looking to the lives of the saints. You know, the lives of saints are like a living of the gospel. It's a good idea in Advent to try to make some time each day to do something extra in learning about the gospel of Jesus. Read the gospels, get out your Bibles, and begin to read them a little at a time during this Advent season. That's how you open your eyes to the wisdom of God. Then we have to keep our eyes open spiritually to our personal relationship to Jesus. You know, if you think about it, that's the most important thing, because he is the Lord. He is the one who's going to come at some moment at the end of time, and it's going to come to us, and we have to face him. We have to be ready for him. So we work on being ready for him right now. Everything in the church, everything in the Bible, is all about this living relationship to the Lord Jesus. Without this relationship to Jesus, nothing matters at all. And you know something? The fact that our relationship to Jesus is most important shows to us that these categories that people tend to operate by, whether it's conservative and traditional or liberal and progressive or modern, really don't mean anything. What's most important is our interior, our personal relationship to Jesus, as between you and God alone. Either your relationship to Jesus is growing or it's not. How do we work on our relationship to Jesus? Well, we do this by acknowledging our sins and repenting of them, by prayer, and by trust in God's providence. Finally, we should keep our eyes spiritually open to our relationships to others. If you think about it, relationships is what life is all about. Whether it's our personal day-to-day relationships or it's relationships between nations, our lives begin in the midst of relationships, and they go to so many relationships throughout the course of our lifetime. Our relationships should be shaped by love and by truth. That's how Jesus was to everyone he encountered. His relationships were shaped by love and by truth. We need these together, love and truth in all of our relationships. When relationships are governed by love and by truth, then those relationships work very well. Not only, again, in our day-to-day relationships, but even among nations. When relationships are not based on love and truth, when we don't allow love and truth to affect our relationships, to correct them, to shape them, then our relationships go to all kinds of turmoil, and unnecessary turmoil. Love and truth. And so, as we begin the season of Advent, we should try to remember that our eyes must be kept open to these things of God, His wisdom, our relationship to Him, and our relationship to each other. Jesus Christ is with us, and He loves us so much. May we, in our Advent season, work on growing in our love for God and love for one another. This is our Advent duty, to grow in this work of loving God and each other. In this way, spiritually, we will draw day by day closer and closer to Jesus Himself. God bless you.